We're in the halachas of the tkiyas, simen tof kuf sadi. We're up to sivvav. Imherech b'tkiya achrona shel tashrat kashir beis tkiyas. Kedei shetalo l'shem tkiya achrona shel tashrat uvishul harishona shel tashat. The Mechaber happens to be talking about a case where, as we'll see later, the Mechaber's shita is that in the tkiyas de ma'umid, the tkiyas that are blown during Chazaras Hashatz, for Malchius you blow Tashrat, for Zichronis Tashat, and for Zichronis Tarat, one time each, and that's it. So somebody, when it came to the last tkiya of Tashrat, he was marich, he blew very long, and would like that one tkiya to serve both as the last tkiya of Tashrat, as well as the first tkiya of Tashat. Says the Mechaber, the first sheet in the Mechaber holds, lo also lo ela b'shvil tkiya achas. It will only count as one tkiya. A tkiya needs a beginning and an end. You can't have one tkiya with one beginning and one end counting for two kolas. So the first shita has it that you're only yotza one of them. Have your pick. You're either yotza tashrat or yotza tashat, but not both. V'yesh omrim. And the other shita holds, shafil b'shvil achas lo also lo. That it doesn't work for either of them, since your kavana was to divide the tkiya in half. Which means your kavana made it that this tkiya had either an end without a beginning or a beginning without an end. One had a beginning without an end, one had an end without a beginning. So you're not yotzi either one of them. Hagos says the Rama, Vim tokat tkiya achas bein beis dorim. What happens if between two storim, say for example in the tkiyas de miyushif, where we blow three tashrats, then three tashats, and three torats? And his tanai was whichever is the real one. You should be yotza. Yotza, the halacha is your yotza. Now what is this? So the Gemara tells us that we are not sure what the true hamura batorah really is. The Torah says that we have to blow nine kolas. We have a limud from all the different psukim. We have to blow three truas. And each truah has a tkiya mulfaneh malachreho. That's it. Nine kolas that we're supposed to hear. We don't know what that truah is. Is it shvarim? Is it truah? Or is it shvarim truah? Therefore, the Gemara says we blow all three. In the tkiyas de miyushiv, we blow three tashrat, three tachat, and three tarat. This way, whichever is the proper one, we're yotza with that. In the tkiyas de ma'umid, since we were yotza already, Chazal were metaken, according to the Mechaber, tashrat, tashat, tarat. The first one you blow tashrat, that means malchius, zechronus just tarat, tashat, and zechronus just tarat. So there's a difference between the tkiyas de miyushiv and the tkiyas de ma'umid, according to the Mechaber. That in the tkiyas de miyushiv, since we're blowing all nine kolas from each one of them, it's really only one of the sdorin that we really needed. If the real teruah is shvarim teruah, then we're yotza with tashrat, and then tashat and tarat are unnecessary. If the real one is tashat, then the tashrat and the tarat were unnecessary, and the real one is tarat, then the other two were unnecessary. Therefore, the Rama says, if the last of the tashrats, that last tkiya you had in mind, should either be the tkiya shala achreo of the tashrat, or the tkiya lefoneo of the tashat, whichever is the real trua, then you're yotze mamanavshach. Because all you need are nine kolas, you had nine kolas. You needed one tkiya achreo and then one tkiya lefoneo. So it depends on which one is the right one. If the tashrat is the right one, you were yotze. If the tarat was the right one, the tashat was the right one, you were yotze. But the Mechaber is talking about the tkiyas de ma'umid, where his minig was just one tashrat, one tarat, one tashat, one tarat. So there, if you want to use one for either one of them, then you don't have nine kolas, because all you blew sacha kol were nine kolas, and one of them you want to use twice. So that's basically basically this halacha. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. Why is it that Chazal weren't metakin to begin with, that you should just blow tashrat, 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 and then start shvarim tkiya, and leave out the first tkiya of the second seder? The same thing at the end of tashat, the last tkiyah should be also the first of the first tkiyah of Tarat, and you could start the last seder just with Teruah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, because people are going to get all mixed up and they're going to think that you don't need a tkiyah lefaneh or you don't need a tkiyah la'achreha, so that's why Chazal were metaken it. But b'di'evit, if someone had this kavanah, he's yotze. Now we go further. Siv Zayin. Now, Siv Zayin is the halacha of Hefsik. Imto b'tashrat. Tashrat, you're supposed to blow tkiyah, shvarim trua, tkiyah. V'achar shetoka beis shvarim, he blew two shvarims, so he didn't complete the shvarims yet. To v'ischa lohariyah, he began blowing trua. Im niskar miyad, if he didn't yet finish all the truas, let him stop, go back and do the third shvarim. Yitka shever acher, he should blow one more shever and then go back and do the trua. So what did he do? He did tkia and then two shvarims, that means two shevers. He started a trua, didn't finish the trua. He can stop, blow the third shvarim and then blow the trua and then blow with tkia. But what happens if he did two shevers, then he did a complete trua, and then he went back and did one more shvarim? Then he's not. Then lo hifsed at kiyas rishona shetoka alachoz v'tokeya gimel shvarim ri v'tokeya. The halacha will be that he was not yotzes his shvarim trua. He'll have to go back and start shvarim trua over again, but he didn't lose the tkiya that was before it. Avalam ira b'tashat o b'tarat. What happens if in tashat or tarat he blew a kol that doesn't belong there? In tashat he started blowing a trua. In tarat he started blowing a shvarin. Hivsid gam tkiya rishona. So the rule being, if you blow an alien sound, then you're mafsid the tkiya also. If you blow the sound, but in the wrong place, so in tashrat that is, you blew your trua in the middle of the shvarims, you can come back and finish the shvarims and then blow the trua over again. That is this halacha. Now included in this is that if you already finished the trua, it's too late, and if you didn't finish the trua, there you can complete the shvarims. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's a daya that's not so. It goes in order. First, the gros shita is that this only works if they were all b'neshima achas. If you breathe in between them, that's a hefsik. Some hold, even within one neshima, the halacha is that although you didn't lose the original tkiyah, you lost the shvarim trua. So the Mishnah Berurah l'maisa is coming out that really you should be machmir. Why is it that if you didn't finish your trua, it's not a hefsik in the shvarim? Because it's niskal b'shvarim. It's as if you made a mistake within your shvarim. It's not a strange sound. Whereas in a seder that there's no room for a trua, for example, in tashat, there if you accidentally blew a trua, that's a hefsek because it doesn't belong there altogether.